Formed in 1972, the Marshall Tucker Band called itself the Toy Factory after lead guitarist Toy Caldwell. But by the time the band released its first album, they had become the Marshall Tucker Band. During a radio interview in Hempstead, New York in 1973, Tommy Caldwell explained the origins of the band's name. There was this old blind dude in Spartanburg that tunes piano, and his name is Marshall Tucker. We didn't name the band after him, but we kind of liked that name, and we stuck with it. Tommy Caldwell died in a car crash in 1980, and his brother guitarist Toy Caldwell died of heart disease in 1993. In 1974, the band released their sixth album, Carolina Dreams, containing the song Hurt It in a Love Song, which rose to number 14 on the pop charts.
Thank you.
Buffett is a singer, songwriter, and recently a film producer best known for his island escapism lifestyle and music, including hits such as Cheeseburger in Paradise, Come Monday, and Margaritaville, which is listed as number 234 on the list of top songs of the century.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing, smell those shrimp there beginning to boil, wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar salt. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo, but it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here I haven't a clue, wasting away
achieved his greatest national success starting in the mid-1970s and extended into the 1980s. Best known for his work with the Silver Bullet Band, a group that he formed in 1974, Seeger is a Midwestern roots rocker whose songs deal with blue-collar themes and who tours constantly in support of his frequent album releases. Seeger has recorded many rock and roll hits, including Turn the Page, Night Moves, We've Got Tonight, Like a Rock, and his signature song, Old Time Rock and Roll.
Tall, could have used a few pounds. Tight pants, points, all the renown. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high, way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the winds got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy, working on mysteries without any clues, working on our night moves, trying to make some front page driving news, working on our night moves. In the summertime, some pie in the sky song. We were just young and restless and bored, living by the sword. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used her, she used me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on a night moon. Trying to lose an awkward teenage blues, working on a night moves. And it was summertime. Sweet summertime, summertime. Felt the lightning, yeah. Waited on the thunder, waited on the thunder. I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. And it's funny how the night moves, when you just don't seem to have as much to lose. Strange how the night moves, with autumn closing in. Thank you.
Foreigner is led by British journeyman rocker Mick Jones, formerly member of Nero and the Gladiators, Spooky Tooth, and the Leslie West Band, who in early 1976 met with ex-King Crimson member Ian MacDonald and formed Foreigner with Lou Gramm, Dennis Elliott, Al Greenwood, and Ed Gagliardi as a sextet. Jones came up with the idea of Foreigner from the fact that he, MacDonald, and Elliott were British, while Gramm, Greenwood, and Gagliardi were American. Leonard Skinner reached prominence during the 1970s under the leadership of vocalist and primary songwriter Ronnie Van Zant until he died along with several other members of the band in a plane crash in 1977. Their distinctive guitar sound made their songs Free Bird and Sweet Home Alabama anthems and staples of FM radio. The band was originally called My Backyard and was formed in Jacksonville, Florida in the summer of 1964. The band's final name derived from a mocking tribute to the band members Rovington and Burns' gym coach at Robert E. Lee High School, Leonard Skinner. Skinner would strictly enforce the school's dress code, which did not allow boys to have long hair touching their collars and sideburns below their ears.
It's
play some old honk.
All right.
Y'all help me out with this one if you would.
Damn, I ain't even worked up a sweat yet.
out.
Dave Loggins, songwriter and cousin to fellow musician Kenny Loggins, was inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame in 1995. Dave Loggins is best known for writing and recording the top 10 hit Please Come to Boston in 1974. However, he's also known for Pieces of April, for Three Dog Night, which became a top 10 hit in 1971. He's also written material for Restless Heart, Winona Judd, Reba McEntire, Gary Morris, Alabama, Toby Keith, and Don Williams.
Please come to Boston for the springtime. I'm staying here with some friends and they've got lots of room. And you can sell your paintings on the sidewalk. Buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come to Boston, she said no. Would you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, now won't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Please come to Denver with the snowfall. We'll move up into the mountains so far that we can't be found. And throw I love you echoes down the canyons. And then lie awake at night until they come back around. Please come to Denver, she said no. Boy, would you come home to me? She said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. Cause I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Now this drifter's world goes round and round, and I doubt it's ever gonna stop. But of all the dreams I've lost or found, and all that I ain't got, I still need to lean to somebody I can sing to. Please come to L.A. to live forever. California life alone is just too hard to build. I live in a house that looks out over the ocean. And there's some stars that fell from the sky living up on the hill. Please come to L.A., she just said no. Boy, won't you come home to me? She said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? The L.A. can't be your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. No, no, I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
Louis Allen, better known as Lou Reed, first found prominence as a guitarist and principal singer-songwriter of the Velvet Underground. As the Velvet's principal songwriter, Reed wrote about subjects such as S&M, Venus and Furs, transvestites, Sister Ray, and transsexuals undergoing lobotomies, Lady Godiva's operation. Walk on the Wild Side is a song from his 1972 solo album Transformer, produced by David Bowie. The song received wide radio coverage despite its touching on topics such as transsexuality, drugs, oral sex, and is usually regarded as Reed's best-known solo work. The lyrics are a thinly veiled biography of several of the regular superstars at Andy Warhol's studio in New York, the Factory, namely Holly Woodlawn, Candy Dowd, Joe D'Alessandro, Jackie Curtis, and Joe Camper, referred to in the song by his nickname, Sugar Plum Fairy.
Holly came from Miami, FLA, hitchhiked away across USA, plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was Jim Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fashion. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do.
formed in 1967, the rock band Blue Oyster Cult is still active in 2007. The group is probably best known for its three songs, the 1976 single, Don't Fear the Reaper, 1991 single, Burning for You, and Godzilla. The band went through many name changes and didn't settle on the name Blue Oyster Cult until 1970. Chad Allen, both of the Guess Who, Robbie Bachman and Fred Turner. Allen was replaced by Tim Bachman, the third of the Bachman brothers, and the band changed its name to Bachman Turner Overdrive. BTO released their first album under that name in the spring of 1973. Their second album was Bachman Turner Overdrive 2, and it became a massive hit in the U.S. and their native Canada. And also, you'll be the best remembered singer taking care of business written by Randy Bynum. Gary Wright is perhaps best known for his solo work, such as his mega hit, Dream Weaver. However, it should be noted that while in England studying psychology, he joined the band Spooky Tooth as a singer and keyboardist in 1967, along with other notable singer Mick Jones, later a Foreigner. After Spooky Tooth split in 1974, he continued his solo career, accumulating in Dreamweaver. The single peaked at number 2 for 3 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1976 and went gold.
Though the dawn.
If you have a favorite song from the 60s or 70s that you would like to have played, please feel free to write. My email is phantomtracks@gmail.com. Also, I'm always hungry for songs and band info, so if you have some really neat facts about a band or about their songs, feel free to send it along. Thanks for listening.
Silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man fill a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play, 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 my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music. Drop a dime before I walk away. Any song you want.